Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the second episode of season four of Travel Hacker. This is part two of the M25 part two. If you missed last week's episode, it might help to listen back to that first. But to be honest, the real action begins now. Off to that action. Chris and I are almost halfway and the chat is electric.
Rich, can I ask you about electric cars?
Yes, fire away.
Like, motorways are going to be really different in 10 years' time, aren't they?
Yes.
Basically, none of the cars will be making a noise anymore.
Correct.
And what will be the deal? Will we still need service stations? I guess people still need to rest, won't they?
Yes. So, actually, I'm going to debunk some of your points. Motorways will still be noisy because most of the noise you hear from a motorway is actually the sound of the tyres on the road.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So you're not actually hearing the sound of the engines.
You're electric tyres.
You're hearing the sound of friction.
Tyres.
I'm ignoring your ignorant comments because you're cleverer than that. Go back to the conversations about what blokes like to talk about, I guess. You're hearing the sound of tyre on tarmac. The cars might be lighter, so it might be a slightly quieter sound of tyre on tarmac because your electric engine's not as heavy. That's why a journey in a Prius, much as it is a clever Toyota, it's pretty boring, isn't it, really? It's like a Mickey Mouse car. So that'll be different. Services will still be there because your electric car's going to need to be charged.
But won't they get solar panels on them?
No. Yeah. No, because your solar panel's heavy, isn't it? And also it's increasing the glass. And then if you're in an accident, your car's going to be harder to put back together because, of course, you've got a solar panel everywhere. So your electric car's still going to need to be charged. People will have to plan their journeys a little bit more for long journeys because they'll be like, well, it's going to be that amount of time to get from that services, the car will need a bit of juice. And then people will still need the toilet. There's no eye bladder just yet.
No. So we think that like Cobham and Clackett Lane and South Mimms and Thurrock services, all safe?
I'd say your M25 services are all safe from the electric revolution, yes. But they will be different.
Do you think people will still bother owning cars when they become self-driving?
Oh, that's a really good question. Yes.
Why? Like, when you don't need to clear your road, why can't you just, like, use an app and you can go, like, car, turn up? Like, basically, like, carpool, Uber-type services now.
Because that's going back to your police state from earlier on. That means everyone's depending on Uber or some other, you know, firm like that. I'd much rather have my own independence rather than me wanting to go somewhere and then being told, oh, sorry, our servers are down, or we got a shortage of drivers today. No, I want to have my own car, even if it's self-driving.
Okay, okay. And it will have a computer here, like I can see your wife has a computer in. Is that what they're called?
This is a trip computer. This is your display console that reset when we left Waltham Cross. We are 59 miles into our journey.
But that's 59 miles since we left Waltham Forest car park.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. So about 56 miles into it.
Almost halfway, okay.
We've done an average of 63.7 miles per hour so
Solid
far.
Solid work.
Solid work.
And is 47 minutes per gallon good?
47 miles per gallon. 47 minutes per gallon.
It would be about the same if we did.
Actually, probably be, yeah, about right, actually, yeah.
Accidentally right.
47 miles per gallon in this is actually pretty good. It's quite a heavy car, this.
Is it a club?
This is a Mini Countryman.
Right. Okay.
Which is like your old fashioned Mini, but on, it's as if it's on steroids. Yeah. Fine ahead.
We've only got one bar of battery left, and I've just gone through my bag and I've forgotten the spare batteries.
Are you kidding?
We're not going to make it the whole way around.
Well, this is kind of like one of those arguments, like if a bear shits in the woods, does anyone hear it? If we can't record this, it doesn't matter what time we come in.
The bear did not shit.
The bear did not shit. I'll tell you where this bear's shitting. It's over your woods, mate.
What?
In all seriousness,
We won't make it. So, unless we can stop and get some batteries and get back on the road in time, we're not going to do it.
This is like bloody amateur hour.
Yes.
Okay.
We're also out of tank plastics.
That's more important. Okay. Right, where are we? Leatherhead, Dorking. Cobham Services. We haven't hit Cobham Services yet.
I can't believe we didn't. We missed Clacket Lane.
Well, we have battery then, you prick. If you're in agreement...
Yeah.
Let's go into Cobham Services.
Right.
Pause the stopwatch the moment we go over to the hash lines into the services. Restart the stopwatch the moment we re-enter the M25.
No. Okay. I'm not opposed to pausing the stopwatch. Right? I appreciate that. And people, the time of day, I don't think it necessarily needs to be continuous. I think people understand that.
Yeah.
But if we pause when we pull off and start again when we pull back on,
yeah,
there's probably several hundred metres at least in between, isn't there, of slip road.
Yeah, but it's the moment we come off the motorway onto actual slip road. That's when you'd stop it.
No, but then you're still missing some metres, aren't you?
Well, what metres at 70 miles an hour? You're talking like the width of a gnat's pube.
What?
You stop it when you think it's fair. I'll tell you when I think it's fair, and if you think it's fair, then stop it then.
I mean, a counterpoint would be, like, it's my fuck-up, admittedly, so... But then, you know, that's life. You've just got lumbered with me.
So yes.
You just keep the clock running.
Do you say clock or cock?
I don't know. It's the truth.
Why would we keep the clock running? That's going to completely fuck it up.
Yeah, but things like that happen.
3 miles to the M25 services. You need to decide in 3 miles.
If you run the London Marathon, yeah?
Yeah.
And you stop midway through the London Marathon for a drink or a piss or some food, you don't get to the finish line and say to the organisers of the London Marathon, can you just knock 3 minutes off because I took a wee halfway round?
All right, okay. Here's the thing, right? Which one of us does triathlons?
Me.
Okay, keep the clock running. You run into Clacket Lane. You go and get batteries. You go and get replacement tank plastics. I will keep the car running and we will screech out of there like Bonnie and Clyde.
Okay. You've got to park as close as you can.
I will do. You're still a prick.
I'm I agree. Okay, Rich, we're almost there.
Mile and a half, I think I just said.
Right, okay.
I think. Either that or half a mile.
Where's my phone? Right, I need a face mask. Oh, God. I've got all these cables around me as well. So I'm sprinting in. You're dropping me off as close as I can go.
I will drop you as close as I can to the door. You need to sprint in. You need to get batteries. You need to. We've absolutely rinsed the tank Fastix. So.
Still doing 70, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Just checking that you're not like getting stressed.
No. It's on. It's look.
Put your hands on the wheel.
Look, I haven't got a foot or a hand. We're on cruise control. We're doing 70.
They've got an M&S. M&S do tangy sweets. They do like
Do some nice little.
But do they sell batteries though? But do M&S all have to go to two shops?
M&S will do amazing batteries.
These aren't just any batteries.
They're M&S batteries. do M&S and surprise me with something. Do something savoury.
Yeah.
And Tank Fastix. Some kind of sweetie thing. Oh, sweetie thing. Yeah.
Okay. This looks like a nice one.
There's a lot of lorries in here, isn't there?
Yeah. They've got to find somewhere to
have. Right, that's for point of reference, that's where I would have stopped the clock.
Okay, we're not. Okay, so I'm not even going to look.
Well, they've got a KFC, Chris. They've got a KFC.
How many shops shall we take? I just go for a 20-minute shop, shall I?
Food courts. Oh, we're all. This already feels slow. Food court parking coach.
So we're 1 hour 2 and 20. We came off the motorway.
Okay.
1 hour 2 and 20.
All right. I'm going to start a stopwatch, knowing how long we were off.
Well, I've already told you 1 hour 2 and 20.
Yeah, but the duration. I want to know. What are all these lorries doing here?
I don't know, like, have they all got, they're all not allowed to go to Portugal anymore. Are you sure you haven't gone to the lorry park?
We're not in a lorry, we're not in a lorry park. I'm literally following the sign to a food court. Where's anyone meant to park?
Oh, hello. I'll go around him. Go around him.
Okay, now what's going on?
Don't know, maybe he's lost. Maybe he's thinking, where are all these lorries? Oh, look, there's a building.
Okay, right.
Ramada by Wyndham. Is this where people go and have sex? Is that what you said before?
There's a Nando's, Chris. There's a Nando's.
I'm not going to Nando's. Right, I am just outside of the services now. I've got what I need in my hand. I'm just finding Richie back at the car. I'm on my phone because I haven't had time to plug the batteries into the device, which is in the car. I know I'm going to get told off. So I've got my face mask on. Right. Hello, mate. I'm recording on my phone.
Oh, hang on. He's just got...
Because I've got the stuff, but I haven't plugged it in yet.
Okay, no worries. Natalie wants to know whether we paused the timing.
No, obviously not. Natalie.
He's such a prick.
What?
We're having a lover's tiff, basically. Yeah, I'm sorry, but, you know, just in case you were worried. Yeah.
Right, yeah. I'm going to get these batteries in.
Yeah, right, Chris has got to replace batteries and, we're fine, don't worry, we're not being abducted by a European lorry driver.
What?
I better get back on the road, otherwise this whole record attempt is an absolute farce. Sorry. All right, love, bye. Should I get back on the roads or...?
Yeah, we're recording on my phone. Yeah, that's why I'm deliberately on my phone, Rich, because I didn't want you to get pissed off with me.
Right, no, I've...
More than you already are.
No, I have...
I can't believe you... It sounds like you called your bloody wife and grassed me up.
I've also gone on my Instagram story.
Oh, Rich.
Right.
Gosh, these batteries are absolutely boiling. Whoa! Hello. Shove them down there for now. I've got Panasonic, they look absolutely rum. So I bought 8 instead of 4.
Panasonic batteries! I bet they end up being the podcast sponsor. Richie First Travel Hacker with Panasonic batteries.
We never get to the end of the show. Okay, I've got the batteries in.
Brilliant.
So I said 1:02:20, didn't I? Oh no.
What?
It's currently saying 1 hour 13.
I could have told you that, isn't it? Well, yeah, yours is the time of the record attempt. We, as we're now going back onto the M25, we've been off the M25 for 10 minutes and 32 seconds, yeah, according to my stopwatch.
Yeah, but that's fine. I think we can do this still.
Well, what was the time that we left? How long have we got left to do this in under 2 hours?
We've got 46 and a half minutes to go. How far are we on the journey? Where's your trip computer?
Oh, hang on. There you go.
60. So we've done 68 miles.
Yes.
And it's in total
117 odd.
Okay, so that's 32. 50. So we're more than halfway.
Hang on. This will tell us what. So what time on the clock do we need to be there by?
I'll tell you now. 45 minutes from there. 53 minutes past ish.
9:53.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to get my Waze on, and the most recent destination I put in was the Waltham Station Cross car park. The fuck.
9:59. Oh no.
That's like the actual car park, isn't it?
Yeah.
Depends what time we come off the actual M25.
Oh my god. It was about 5 minutes last time.
What do you mean?
It took about 5 minutes to get to the car park last time. So we're possibly a minute or two, according to your ways, behind schedule.
Yeah.
We can catch that up, can we? A minute or two?
Well, how?
Speed limit.
How do you catch it up without breaking the speed limit when the speed limit is 70 and the only road you can go on is the M25 because that's the whole point of the fucking thing?
Can I tell you what happened to me in there?
What happened?
So I went on your orders straight to Marks and Spencer.
Yeah.
Because you told me that Marks and Spencer would sell batteries. And whilst I was there, you told me to get some sweet stuff.
Yeah.
And then just before I got out of the car, you said get some savoury stuff as well.
Yes.
So I went there.
I did say earlier that driving late in the evening is a downfall for me because I get hungry.
So following your advice, I panicked. I didn't know what to buy the savoury. Everything was pork-based and I don't eat pork.
I love pork.
So I rummaged around and eventually I found some feta and herb parcels.
They sound all right.
There were 3 for £7, but I only bought one because I was in a panic. I don't know how much they actually cost. I got some Percy Pigs and some Colin Caterpillars.
Great.
And then went to the counter and said, where are your batteries? And she said, what are batteries?
What?
She actually asked me what batteries were. And then we worked out that she didn't sell them. So I ran out of Marks & Spencer's with them. I paid for the stuff.
Yeah.
Ran out. WH Smith in there had closed. I then was like, oh my God, all that was left was McDonald's, KFC. And then I saw one of those places that sells mobile phone accessories and vapes.
That's right.
And I went to the guy.
Yeah.
And he had 2 packets of Panasonic AA batteries, like covered in dust in the back of his shop.
Wow.
And so that's why it took me 10 minutes.
Okay.
But...
So the reason this task might fail is not because you forgot to bring batteries in the car, but because of the guy in the Panasonic vape shop.
No.
With his dusty batteries.
It's because you said, instead of sending me to get batteries, you sent me to get extras. If you hadn't said, what you should have said to me is, I'm Richie Firth, travel hacker. Don't get disturbed. Don't get distracted by sweets and savouries. Ooh, I love pork. Yeah. You should have said, Chris, be laser focused. This is how you hack travel. Just get some fucking batteries. Yeah.
Right.
And I followed your commands.
Yeah.
And now we're in this. I'm sorry, Rich. The batteries just went off and they're now saying they're low. Rich, we're back on the mobile phone.
But you put batteries in the recorder. You put batteries in there.
They lasted 5 minutes.
They were brand new out of the packet.
The dusty Panasonics lasted 5 minutes.
That bloke in that vaping shop is a shyster.
Do batteries have a best before date?
I wouldn't have thought so. They're not like... Best before dates are only on things that are like perishable. Batteries don't come out of the ground.
So, either way...
Yes.
We are currently on the mobile phone.
Yes.
I've got 4 more batteries left.
Yes.
Do I put them in now or do we wait?
I mean, this is an absolute omni-shambles. I would say put them in now and let's put a bit of faith in the bloke from the vape shop that he hasn't sold you 2 packets of hookie batteries. And then you can see if those herb and feta parcels have got onion in them, because if they've got onion in them, I'm not interested. So this is now the second set of batteries that you bought from the vape bloke at Cobham Services.
They're in. I don't know how long we got.
And remind us, how long did the first set of batteries work that you bought?
Less than 5 minutes.
It's a good job I'm laughing, because this is catastrophic.
This is so bad.
I have put Waltham Cross train station into my ways. It says that we're going to arrive there at 10 o'clock. What time do we need to be off the motorway to set this record?
At 53 minutes past.
So it's literally touch and go, because of course we've got a bit of time from coming off the motorway to get back to Waltham Cross. So this is literally touch and go. We could be in the situation where your whole battery fuck up fucks up the whole challenge, and we don't even have decent batteries to record your fuck up.
I'm just gonna wear it.
What food did you get?
At least
may there be something decent.
I've got a Colin the Caterpillar, he is what he eats, and Percy Pigs goes globetrotting, which you want.
He is what he eats. He is what he eats. Colin the Caterpillar, he is what he eats.
Can you sing a little bit faster so we can get through it all?
We're back on the phone because we're saving whatever battery we have, and we don't think it's very much, from Chris's second pack from the vape shop. We're back on the phone because we're saving that little bit of battery for what could still be a triumphant arrival off the M25. We've just gone past one of the electrified signs. Generally, a lot of signs are electrified these days. That said, 14 minutes to Junction 23. That's good.
I mean, I don't know where Junction 23 is.
Well, Junction 23 is 2 junctions before Junction 25, which is where we're aiming for. 14 minutes would take us... 43, would get us there at 9:47.
Oh.
Now, what's...
That gives us 6 minutes to do 2 more junctions.
There you go.
Is that good?
Well, I'd say it's good.
Okay.
And also, bear in mind that there is the honourable victory. If we get there just after 10 o'clock, just after 2 hours, we know that we were in a COVID-ridden lorry park with European lorry drivers for 10 minutes.
And if only you hadn't sent me to get pastries.
2.6 miles to go.
Okay. Dare I hit record on the Panasonic again?
No, hit record on the Panasonic with 1.5 miles to go.
Okay, so we're accepting phone quality for now. I'm genuinely tense. Like, this is good. Like, you making me go for those phyllo pastries has made this trip.
No, it hasn't. The batteries that you left in the back of your Peugeot 6005 or whatever it's called, you can't even remember the name of your car. That's what's made this tense.
But that would have been boring, wouldn't it?
No, I would have loved it to have been... It looks like we could have done this in under 1 hour and 50. Once you subtract everything off...
Yeah,
but... The 10 minutes and 32 seconds, I was with Bulgarian lorry drivers doing their rapid flow tests.
What were you doing in that lorry park?
Right, there's 1.5 miles to go. Turn on the Panasonic vape batteries.
Okay, hang on a second.
The sign for Junction 25 is upon us.
Okay, it's rolling.
Right, there's 1 mile to go to Junction 25 of the M25. The ticking clock says 1 hour, 58 and 52 seconds. This is genuinely exciting. You couldn't write this. We haven't written this. No one would have written it like this because it'd make us look like imbeciles. 0.8 of a mile left. The moment we hit the camber of the slip road, the stopwatch gets stopped. Don't tell me those batteries have gone on the Panasonic.
No, they're still going, they're still going. We're 159.20.
Chris, I think we're going to do this.
Oh, well, please do not go into the back of the car in front of us. Focus.
This Kia is slowing down in front of us way, way, way too early.
159.30.
159.30. What's the time now?
159.40.
We're coming round the corner.
Get out of the way. Oh, come on.
What's the time?
Oh, I've lost it. It's turned off. 159.50.
Stop the car! Stop the car!
Oh, no! 159.59. Now, should we have stopped the clock there?
Yes, because look,
why?
That's the hatch.
Why?
That is the hatching of the slip road, Chris. We're now going up. My foot is on the brake.
Okay, I'm not sure we were going up.
We were definitely on the dotted line lane.
I'm not sure we were actually going up. Does that count?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I literally don't know if we did it or not.
But we did. You're arguing as to whether we've done it in under 2 hours. We've done it in under 2 hours by 1 second. But my point is, for 10 minutes and 30 seconds, I was parked in Cobham. If we didn't have to come off at Cobham, we would have just exited that slip road in under 1 hour and 50 minutes. Faster than what we did it in when we first did this a couple of years ago.
And if you didn't sleep, then think of all the things you could do in 48 hours.
I don't understand.
Like, sometimes you need to pause. It's an essential thing.
Not when you are doing a speed
Look,
check.
Why are we falling out? I'm prepared to, I know we were definitely off the main motorway road then. So we did it in 159.59.
We did it in 159.59.
So why are you falling out with me?
Because for some reason you were wanting to make an argument over 1 second.
I mean, even if it was 3 seconds, even if it was 2 or 3 seconds late, and it was maybe 2 or 3 seconds later, yeah, yep. That's still almost 2 hours, which is great.
Chris, you're right. This has been another unmitigated success.
Okay, that's definitely not true.
2 hours of driving, according to my dashboard. Look.
I can see.
124 miles.
So,
the dashboard says it's under 2 hours, because, of course, the dashboard was switched off while I was in the car park.
How are you feeling, Rich?
I'm feeling like we've done it. I genuinely feel like we've smashed it. If you take off that time that we parked, we've smashed it. And we've technically done it in under 2 hours as well, even including the little pause for the batteries. What do we take from this? The M25 is still not to be feared. While stopping in a service station for 10 minutes, we have still driven all the way around it in under 2 hours. We've done it twice now.
It's gone. Panasonic's gone. We've got 5 minutes out of it though, Rich. Maybe four.
We've also learnt that gentlemen who run vape shops in service stations and motorways are not to be trusted.
Well, no. I mean, to be fair, he flogged us his last two packets of AA batteries. A dying technology.
Speaking of dying technologies, I'll call this now. At some point in the next 30 years, vaping will be the next big killer. They'll discover it.
Well, the vaping's killed everyone.
Yeah. People that are vaping, thinking they're doing a good thing, they're not.
Oh. You're ending a successful hack.
Well, the bloke in the vaping shop, to be quite frank, has pissed me off because he sold us shit batteries. So I'm just trying to piss on his parade.
He's quite happy. He got £6.80 out of me.
He can save that for his lawsuit.
There you go. Please, can I not be locked in or something?
That would be so funny.
Here we go. Right, what's the car? What's the car called?
That's a Citroen.
Is there a green one over there?
Definitely a Citroen.
All right. It's got a bike rack. Citroen bike rack.
It's a Aircross. C5 Aircross.
There we go. That's what I said.
Very good. Well done. You've been proven right on so many things this evening.
Right. Here's where I get out of the car and find the batteries.
Well, there we have it, friends. There will be a moratorium. If ever an episode needed a moratorium, it is this one. Send your questions now. You can tweet us at Richie Firth, at producer Chris, or you can email us travelhackerpodcast@gmail.com. We'll talk next week, and there's a lot of talking to do.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.